And we've got some more voiceover opportunities for you today. Not my intention to tell you how to get into the biz, but it is my intention to help you get your best voice so that you find it easier to get into the biz as far as your throat goes, yeah? So you know the different ways to use your voice as regards things like projection and tone and intonation and pace, all of these things that we've talked about before in a more general situation. Over the next several weeks, I'm going to be explaining how you use your voice in these different kind of situations as regard these different job opportunities. Now, yesterday on the program, we talked briefly about animation and announcements and audiobooks and audio guides, commercials and continuity and dialogue replacement and e-learning and explainer videos as well. Today, have you thought of these other opportunities? There's gaming, so acting in character for online games. It's a huge area at the moment. It is probably the number one place for voiceovers, or more specifically for voice acting. And we're going to be delving into gaming, characterization, coming up with different characters, how you remember the different characters as well. That's one of the first things we're going to be doing in the next couple of 3 days. There's also live events. Yeah, you may have been to a large sporting arena or concerts, theatres, balls, awards events. It could be live or recorded that you could have seen on TV. And they've got those kind of announcements at live events. They're sometimes called the voice of God. We'll be explaining why they're called the voice of God as well when we touch on this in a bit more detail in a few weeks' time. Voice of God, the announcements that go everything from a big booming voice to welcome you to the Oscars, or another voice to say that the film's about to start in 5 minutes and please take your seats, or these are the raffle numbers, or please can you move your car, and everything in between. Live events. You could be known as the person who makes the announcements at live events at your local sports stadium, for example, or maybe your local university for graduation, announcing the names of all of the students who've graduated that year. Yeah, there's quite a bit of work to be done there, isn't there? Can you think of the hundreds of people who graduate every year? And they all have an award ceremony, don't they? Could you be the narrator for that? Talking about narrating, what about other forms of narrating? Not necessarily audiobooks that we touched on yesterday, but TV, radio, and movie documentaries and news articles as well. May also include the voiceover in a film or a TV show, which kind of moves the story along, explains a backstory, adds a bit of depth to the character because you can hear their thoughts. Do you remember the US sitcom How I Met Your Mother? Yeah, and the voiceover in that, or the girl on the train as well, and those kinds of narrative that goes on to explain what else is happening in the scene that you can't necessarily hear from the dialogue itself. There's podcasts. Okay, the series that you're listening to at the moment is called Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voiceover Voice. We're talking mainly about voiceovers, but podcasts as well, a scripted podcast, which is more like conversational narration. It could be fiction podcasts, like an audiobook, dramatization or voice acting, or audio acting, sometimes called. Also, voice tracking for radio stations. What's that? Well, that's providing the recorded links for music shows, which are automatically played in between the songs to give the impression it's a live show. Yeah, so sometimes when you listen to the radio, you imagine that it's going out live and there's a presenter, there's a DJ in a booth somewhere doing all of these links. Not necessarily the case. Not at all. Because if you think about it, it's much cheaper for a radio station to get a jock in to essentially read all the links for a four-hour show in an hour, and then automatically that either gets uploaded in the right space, so they're introducing the right songs in the running order. You've only got to pay for them for an hour. You've got a four-hour show out of them. Yeah, so voice tracking, that's another example of how your voice could be used. There's also IVR. What's IVR? Okay, interactive voice response systems, or phone systems recording, or telephone trees, or on-hold messages. All of these are phone greetings for any size of company. You know the kind of thing. Welcome to the Odeon Cinema. Press 1 for accounts, 2 for sales, 3 for bookings, 4 to find out what's happening in your local cinema. Those kinds of things. Yeah, IVR. There's also promos and trails, usually on TV. You know the kind of thing. The heat is on Friday night at 10 on Channel 10, and movies, you know, like In a World Where Dinosaurs Ruled the Planet, that kind of thing. Yeah, we're going to be talking about movie trails a bit later on as well, in a few weeks' time. There's radio imaging. We just talked about radio jocking. What about radio imaging? You're listening to 97.7 The Frog, that kind of thing. Okay, these aren't necessarily, well, I'm doing these impressions. I'm not suggesting for one moment I'm good at them, but I'm just giving you an idea of some of the platforms and situations and scenarios and scripts and contexts that you may find a little niche for you in the forthcoming weeks, months and years. There's toys and theme park animatronics. Yeah, the kind of thing. Back in the day, if I had a toy when I was a kid, you would pull a string on the back and there would be some awkward voice that would say something. Now, much more realistic. Could be AI generated. Could also be based on or be the actual recording of you, particularly in a theme park with animatronics. Yeah, the moving moving statues, the moving kind of waxworks, if you like, which are on stage, which can move around kind of robotically or just stay in one place and their hands and eyes move or something like that. But sometimes they're telling the story. They're welcoming you to the ride. They're saying, keep your arms and legs in at all times. Maybe it's a characterization of a hillbilly cowboy or whatever, explaining you what's happening on the Thunder River ride, that kind of thing. Virtual assistants. Yeah, on games and information apps, on services such as Siri or Alexa, those kinds of things. Not the voice of Siri or Alexa, but maybe within an app on those different platforms. Now, most voiceovers, like you and I, specialise in a niche before branching out. And, of course, the goal of every voice actor is to become the vocal brand of a particular product, service or production, because then you get a higher rate, you get higher exposure, you get longevity of contract as well. Over the next several weeks, we're going to be taking a look at some of the voice skills required for some of the genres that I've just mentioned, okay? We're going to be starting off with some of the big themes, and then we're going to be going on and touching on some of the others in a little less detail. But first of all, first up, tomorrow, in episode 662, we're going to be talking about the whole area of animations, cartoons, characters, and gaming work. Yeah, so all of those kind of, we're putting them all together, because essentially what we're going to be doing is coming up with characters. How do you come up with a character? How do you remember the character? What are the different ways you can use that character? How can you develop one character into another character for things like gaming work, animations, and cartoons? Okay, that's a whole kind of genre area which kind of meshes and merges and mixes up with one another. So we're going to be starting off that tomorrow. Animations and cartoon and character work tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.